For as long as I can remember, I know that I just never ever had a dream for myself to have a family or to have kids of my own, at least. And I've definitely kept that sentiment throughout my whole life. Moving forward, when I was in middle school, I remember like noticing a lot of things with my family where a lot of people had various reproductive health issues, most notably my mom. When I was in the 7th or 8th grade, she had several kinds of reproductive cancers, from ovarian to cervical, several more I can't even remember. But because of that, she had to have a hysterectomy, and I'm forever grateful that that was all that needed to be done to help her at that time. But I definitely know that that moment stuck with me, and seeing my other family members struggle in that way. And moving forward into high school, I started to struggle. I had excruciating pain every single month, and I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And which I'm one of the lucky few that actually get a diagnosis since people actually listen to my concerns. And I know for sure that both of those instances had an effect on how I view my reproductive body and how I want to go forward. And I just know that having a child from my body is just not something that I want. Maybe one day I'll want to adopt, but I know it just will not be from me. And, moving back, during the pandemic, I moved back home with my mom in Chicago. And I think during that time, it just gave me, there was, of course, a lot of political things happening, and I've always been a very politically active person. And it just gave me the time to reflect further and just kind of think about what I truly wanted for myself and what I want for my future, and trying to think of like more permanent solutions, because I know I do not want a kid. I had an IUD at the time, and absolutely no shame if I did get pregnant, I would have an abortion, but I had such a bad feeling about the political future of the states that like I just had a terrible feeling that something like this would happen, that Roe would be overturned, that maybe I would be in a state or a place where I could not get reproductive care that I needed. So I just talked to my mom, and again, I'm forever grateful that she's here and that she's supportive of me in every decision I make. But I was like, I think I want to get my tubes tied. And of course, I was so young, I still am very young, but I was 19 at the time. In the state of Illinois, you have to be 20 to get an elective sterilization. And I went to like my yearly checkup with a gynecologist, and I was like, hey, I want to look at my options. Of course, everybody was very dismissive. They didn't even try to talk me out of it. They just kind of ignored my concerns. We're like, yeah, she won't get anywhere with this. But the doctor that I did speak to gave me the information that, hey, you have a history of reproductive cancers in your family. You should not get your tubes tied. You should get them fully removed. That'll be a lot safer for you. It'll greatly reduce my risk. So I was like, okay, that is a lovely place to start. But it was actually good. It gave me a place to start my research. I knew I had to be strategic with how I moved forward with this if I wanted to get anywhere. And so I did my research. I found out that the surgery is called a salpingectomy. I don't even know how to spell it, but it's a laparoscopic surgery, which means that it's minimally invasive, which is also good for me. It would give them an opportunity to actually see how bad my endometriosis is if they could actually perform it on me. And I kind of took as much research as I could and I ran with it. I didn't really know who to ask next, though. And my mom, once again here to help me, suggested that I reached out to the surgeon that did her hysterectomy. So I called her office, and honestly, like this was the place that I faced the most backlash. I talked to the woman on the phone, and she was just not willing to let me speak to her, like not willing to let me even have a consultation, to even speak to the surgeon, to even learn any information, not even try to schedule a surgery or anything, just a consultation. And finally, after way too long on the phone, I did get that appointment. She was probably just sick of talking to me. But I did get that appointment, and I'm forever grateful that I met a surgeon that would actually listen to me. I think that she saw how deeply invested I was into getting this care for myself. And she actually listened, and I'm still shocked that I made it to that point where she would listen to me and say, like, yeah, okay, we can get this started for you. So at that point, I was 20, so it was legal, technically. And this was last summer, and we started the consent form process, which took 6 months. And yeah, to get an elective sterilization, the whole consent process is 6 months to make sure you're not being coerced, to make sure that this is truly what you want. And I know that this is what I want. And so by that time, I was one of the biggest reliefs for me to get that like appointment scheduled in December. This was this past December. And we got it scheduled. It was the day before Christmas, but I did not care. I was ready for the surgery. I just wanted to put myself in a place where I could protect myself. As like other people said, like I do not want to be looked as like a second person within my own body. I don't want a baby to be put in front of me. And I know with endometriosis, that would be quite frankly dangerous for me to have a child from my body. So I knew I was making the right decision for myself. And I remember I was getting ready. I was at the hospital. I was ready for that surgery. And I wasn't worried about the surgery. I wasn't ready for anything. I was still just afraid of an IV. And that was the scariest thing for me, but everything else was just the biggest relief. And I'm just incredibly grateful to have people have listened to me, and I hope that there's other doctors that will put in the care and attention to listen to their patients and listen to what they want so they can keep their autonomy. Thank you, guys.